Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
When your thoughts are fixed on God, fixed on His Word, you begin to see your circumstances from a completely different angle. What once looked like a mountain becomes a stepping stone.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a message titled, The Power of God is in His Word.
Speak the Word.
I'm going to be talking a little bit about that because the power of God is in His Word. And so we want to be talking about that today, how we can use that power, the God's Word, you know, in our health and in our finances and in other situations that you might be experiencing today. So we're going to start in Psalms 138, verse 2, that says that He has exalted, talking about God, that He has exalted above all else His name and His Word. Hallelujah. I'd also like to share a few more scriptures before getting started about God's power, you know, and where God's power is. According to the God Word translation, it says that every scripture passage is inspired by God. All of them are used for teaching, pointing out errors, correcting people, and training them for a life that has God's approval. In verse 17, they're talking about God's Word. They have equipped God's servants so that they are completely prepared to do good things. In other words, the Word of God will equip you and transform you to handle anything that the enemy might throw your way. And I know, like everybody else, he's busy throwing those darts at us all the time, in our health, in our finances, with our families. And so, but he's saying that he's equipped us with his Word that can handle anything that the enemy throws our way. In John chapter 1, I just quoted that, but I'm going to quote it in the Easy Read translation. It says, before the world began, the Word was there. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Praise God. And friends, he says, talking about God, he says that he has magnified his Word above his name. Hallelujah. Think about that. He has magnified his Word above his name. And that means that our ability to overcome our circumstances is in His Word. Now, that's where the power is, okay? So if you're going to overcome your circumstances, you're going to have to learn. You're just really going to have to learn to speak God's Word over those circumstances. And we must take the limits off of God. We limit God so much. And we can only do this when we begin to speak. We can only take the limits off of God when we begin to speak and agree with God's Word. According to Psalm 78:4 in a New King James, it says, yes, again and again they tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. And I don't think, brothers and sisters, that the Israelites are the only ones that put limitations on God. I think we limit God all the time. I do myself. I'm guilty. And maybe some more guilty than me, and maybe not, you know, maybe less. I don't know. But we limit God in so many different ways. We limit Him when it comes to healing. We limit Him when it comes to our finances because we might have an illness in our bodies or something, And instead of running to him first, we, you know, maybe run to the medicine cabinet and get something out or go to the doctor. And there's nothing wrong with taking medication, so don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm just saying we should consult God first. Jesus is our healer. He died for our healing. And so this is one of the ways that we limit God, and we limit him also in our finances. You may not realize this, friends, but God will move heaven and earth to cause his children to have victory. God will do anything to cause us to have victory, so he can see you become the overcomers that he's created you to be. As a matter of fact, in Romans chapter 3, verse 37, in Amplified Bible, it says, "Yet amid all these things, we're more than conquerors, and we gain a surpassing victory through him who loved us." God will help us, brothers and sisters. God will help you put your enemies. Oh, this is such a big thing. As a matter of fact, before I go any farther, I really just want to suggest that you get a pencil, piece of paper, a pen, whatever, and write this down, because I'm going to be quoting a lot of scriptures today. And I do quote a lot of scriptures in my messages anyway, because it's not my word that's going to help you, but the word of God. As I said before, the power is in God's word. It's not in my words, but it's in God's word. He said, God will help you, talking about me and you, to put your enemies under your feet, just like Jesus said that he was going to make his enemies his footstool. You'll find that over in Acts 2, chapter 2, verse 24. In Psalms 110, verse 1, in New King James, it said, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool." You know, that's awesome. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, in the King James, it says, "And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." You know, I brought this little board along with me today. A lot of people don't recognize this, but this is the way it is. It's the Father and Jesus and you and me. And so we have to understand that he has seated us in a place far above the principalities and the darkness of this world. You know, he has lifted us up, and this is where we're seated. And down below, Jesus is the supreme head. You know, we have to understand that we're the body, and Jesus is the head. He's the head of the church, and we're the body. In other words, we are seated at the right side of Jesus, and Jesus, as I was just pointing out to you, is seated at our Father's right side. This is where we are sitting. Listen, now, this is where we are sitting until Jesus makes our enemies our footstool. Isn't that awesome? In Psalms 138, verse 7, in Amplified Bible, it says, "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch forth your right hand against a raft of my enemies, and your right hand will save me." Hallelujah. Do you realize that God has so much love for Israel that he actually made the sun stand still when Joshua prayed? You know, that's really powerful. That was the one and only time in history that it's ever happened. But it happened. And there are some things in our lives today that we can pray for that seem impossible in the natural that might be the one and only time that happened too. Because God is the same God. He hasn't changed at all. And he says in Joshua chapter 10, verse 12 to 13, in the Easy Read, it says, "On the day the Lord gave Israel the victory against the Amorites, Joshua stood before all the Israelites, and he said to the Lord, 'Sun, stop over Gideon. Moon, stand still over the valley of Ajalon.'" In verse 13, it says, "So the sun did not move, the moon stopped until the people defeated their enemies." You know, this story is written in the book of Jasher. The sun stopped in the middle of the sky, and it did not move for a whole full day. You know, I can remember back, and I've mentioned this in some of my other messages that you may have heard over the radio or the TV, but I can remember back when I first moved back to North Carolina. My husband at the time, he's deceased now, was the county manager there, and we moved back there, and he was throwing this, we were putting this big barbecue. It was an outside, supposed to be an outside thing, but it had been raining for days, and the house we lived in was a big old Victorian house, and had a garage, but it was not usable. You know, it was one that we were renting at the time because we had just moved there and we wanted an opportunity, you know, to kind of look around before purchasing anything. So we lived there, and it was a beautiful house. I love these big Victorian homes. And like I said, it had a little garage. And my husband and my brother-in-law were out cooking the pig, and it was pouring down rain, and they were standing there with umbrellas, you know, on their heads. And so people were coming into the house, and I was busy, you know, making up my potato salad or whatever it was I was doing. And somebody was saying, well, Joe, don't you think we're going to have this on the inside? And I said, no, it's an outside, not an inside thing. And so I just kept on because I had prayed, brothers and sisters, I had prayed. And I'd seen, you know, where, you know, Jesus, you know, had spoke to the rain and the wet, you know, the storm. And so I had prayed over the rain that was there. And I want you to, you know, and so it stopped raining. And the people came, and we had our dinner outside under this big oak tree south of us. It was so black, you know, and one of the commissioner's wives said, you know, she says, it looks like God's hand is holding back the rain. And I believe that, you know, that was confirmation in my spirit that God had answered my prayer, you know, because he held it back until we finished eating, until we got everything inside the house, and it started raining again, and rained for a couple of days. Now, I know, I'm wise enough to know that does not compare to the sun standing still and the moon standing still and not moving for a full day. But it is an example of what God can do when we practice using the authority that he's given us and speaking his word over our circumstances and situations. At one time, I would have never thought about speaking to the weather, you know, to the storm or to the rain. But now, every time, you know, they say a hurricane's coming or a storm or tornado, I start praying, you know, and start putting protection around our homes and our neighbors. You know, and so you'd just be amazed at the power that is in the spoken word of God. And so we just need to practice. And it says, friends, you know, I said, we're serving. You know, I just feel like sometimes we just need to stop and think about that for a minute. That in the Bible, it says Selah a lot, you know, especially in Psalms. And what that means is to just stop and think about what you're saying. But friends, you have to know that we're serving the same God. We're serving the same God today that Joshua and Gideon served. According to Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, it says, he changes not. He said, I am God and I change not. So if he changes not, that means that even though some of those things seem impossible back in the historical days, it doesn't mean we can't do them now. It's just that we don't get our faith and we don't practice it enough to where we can get out there and do it. You know, I was thinking that God is waiting. You know, God is waiting to move those mountains out of your way. You know, there's a lot of you today, I think, you know, are facing mountain-type situations, you know, in your life. It could be a bad doctor's report. It could be a negative doctor's report. It could be something on your financial report when you got your bank statement this month. Whatever. I don't know what your mountain is. But I do know that there's nothing impossible for the God that we serve. And there's nothing, there's no mountain that he can't move. That I know. And he's standing by today. He's always standing by to calm your storms, whatever it is. You just have to put your trust in him and not in the natural of things going along. Joshua, in chapter 4, verse 23 and 24, it talks about what a mighty God we serve. Joshua reminds the people here about how mighty God really is. In verse 23 and 24 in the Amplified Bible, it says, for the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan for you until you passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up for us until we passed over. And verse 24 says that all the peoples of the earth may know. He said he did this so that all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty, and that you may reverence and fear the Lord your God forever. Hallelujah. As I was writing this verse, you know, where the word was talking about the peoples of the earth, so he was telling them this, so, and kind of putting them in remembrance. And it made me think about David in the Bible, because when he went up against Goliath, most of us, whether you're a new Christian or you're seasoned Christian, been a Christian for a long time, know the stories about David and Goliath and how this teenager took out this big giant. So I was thinking today, as I was, you know, when I was writing this, I was thinking about David. And when David went up against Goliath, you know, he automatically started bringing back to remembrance what God had already accomplished in his life. You know, he said, you know, he could do this. You know, he slew the bear and he slew the lion. And he said, and I'm going to take your head off. So this is what he told Goliath. He said, I'm going to take your head off. And I'm sure that Goliath, I forgot how tall they said he was, but he was extremely tall and big. I mean, his shield and everything was so heavy that somebody else couldn't even carry it, or his sword. But David did. He did not do it under his own power. He did not do it under his own might, brothers and sisters. He did it with the power of God's word. He had faith and confidence in the word of God. And that's what I'm talking about today. We must take God's word more seriously. We can't just read it and just think it's a book that we're reading. I mean, these are actual words. As a matter of fact, he tells us in John that his words, they are spirit and they are life. And so they bring, when we're speaking God's word, they bring spirit and they bring life. And like I said before, we serve the same mighty God today that Joshua served. And he'll do the same thing for you and me. We just have to know his promises and we have to speak to them. We have to understand that those promises are personal. When God promises, you know, in 1 Peter 2:24, where he has healed you, that by his stripes you were healed, that's a promise. That's a promise to you, and that's a promise to me, you know. And when he says he supplied everything that you need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, that's another promise. These are promises. And God is not a man that he should lie. The Bible tells you this in Numbers 23:19, that God is not a man that he should lie. You know, he says, has he not spoken it, and has it not been? And so he's saying, have I not everything that he's put in this Bible? He has spoken it. It was inspired by the Holy Spirit. So every word is truth. And so I'd like to share with you how you can be held captive by your words. You can also bring your mountains down with your words, but you can also create mountains with your words. And talk to you about how Satan can, you know, Satan can and he will trap you by your own words. And that's how he does that. The way he does this, brothers and sisters, is he puts these thoughts into our head, into our minds, and then we take that thought, then he'll give us another and another. And that's how, you know, he puts the thoughts there, because before the word is a word, it first becomes a thought. So once he puts the thoughts there, then we begin to speak it out. And it's always something that's going to damage you. God gives you things that will bring life. Satan's going to give you things that brings death to you. When you become born again, saints, in other words, when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, your spirit was recreated. It received the very nature and the very life of our Father. But your mind is held in captivity because it's the same old mind. It didn't change. Our personality didn't change. Our mind, we got a new heart, new spirit, and we now belong to the kingdom. But this has to be changed. There was no change. Remember, you were created a spirit, a soul, and a body, according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. You are a spirit. You have a soul, and you live in a body. Number one, your soul is the realm of decision. In the soul lives your mind, your will, your emotions, and your personality. Number two, your mind, what you imagine, your will, what you want, your emotions, what you feel. The soul, number three, is the neutral ground between the body and the spirit. And number four, it is the place where free will is exercised. Free will. In other words, God has given us all humans, he's given us a free will. And he's not going to force you to accept Jesus. He's not going to force you to obey the word. He's not going to force you to do any of this thing because we have free will. But friends, every human has a soul. In Job chapter 12, verse 10, in the King James Bible, it says, in whose hand is the soul of every living thing and the breath of all mankind? And according to Romans 12, 2, in the easy read, it says, don't change yourselves. Don't change yourselves to be like the people of this world, but let God change you inside with a new way of thinking. Then you will be able to understand and accept what God wants for you. You will be able to know what is good and pleasing to him and what is perfect. You know, it's like our Father's, the Trinity is Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, we are a spirit, first of all, and then we're a soul, and then we're a body. The body is just a house that we live in. So the body is really nothing. It's that soul that has to be changed, that way of thinking. That's what's got to be changed. then the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, can work through you. I hope you're hearing me. You know, your change only comes when you renew your mind to think like Jesus. You know, as a matter of fact, in E.W. Kenyon's book, New Creation Realities, he states, great enthusiasm and joy comes at the new birth. But unless that is cared for and fed by the mind being renewed through feeding on the Word and practicing it. That's a big word. We read the Word. We look at the Word according to the book of James, where it says, you know, His Word is likening it like to a mirror, you know. We look into that and we see that and we walk away. We don't make any changes. So sometimes you say, well, I can quote all these scriptures, Pastor Joe. I read the Bible all the time. But the thing of it is, are you practicing it? Are you practicing what you read? He said, because if you don't practice what you're reading, he said, that joy that you're filled with when you become born again, that joy, he said, is soon going to die. In Proverbs 6:2, it says in the New King James, says you are snared. You know, in some translation says you're trapped by the words of your mouth. It says you are taken by the words of your mouth. And in Job chapter 12, verse 11, it says, but just as the tongue tastes food, the ears test the words they hear. Think about that. You know, that's really deep. It was saying that the tongue tastes food. When you sit down to eat a meal and you're preparing a meal, I know when I'm cooking, I'm always tasting to see if it had enough salt or if it had enough seasoning in it. So the tongue, would taste the food. But the ears, they test the words that you hear. You know, so if you're hearing words that you shouldn't be hearing and you're testing those words, then you shouldn't be listening to it in the first place, but you shouldn't be saying it. Okay? So you need to hear the words that's going to bring Spirit, you know, give you life. In other words, you're taken captive by the words of your lips. And most of you already know this. I know that most of you have heard sermons over and over again about the importance of your words, about how I'm putting a bridle on your tongue and a guard on your mouth and all this stuff. But knowing it and doing it is two different things. That's what my mom used to tell me. She'd tell me this all the time. When she would tell me something and I would say to her, I know that, Mama. And she would say to me, knowing it, Joe, and doing it is two different things. And she's right. Knowing the Word, practicing the Word, and doing the Word is two different things. The Bible tells us in the book of James, not to be a hearer only, but to be a doer also. And that's what he's talking about. Doer means practice. It means practice the Word, which means if you know this, if you already know this, you know what the Word of God says and are not doing it, you're already in captivity. In other words, let me say that again. If you know this, if you know what the Word of God says and you're not doing it, then you're already in captivity. Are you hearing me?
Speak the Word to your body. Speak the Word to your mind. Speak the Word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs, especially during turbulent times? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here again is Pastor Joe.
Hello, Saints. This is Pastor Joe. I want to take a moment to tell you just how much you mean to me and Speak the Word Ministry. Truly, you're not just listeners. You are family. And I thank God for you every single day. And everything we do through this ministry is to make sure that the Word of God reaches as many hearts as possible. Because of your prayers and your support, we're able to bring Speak the Word across the radio waves into homes and places where people may feel alone or forgotten. And yet, when they hear the Word, everything changes. But there's so much more that we believe God is calling us to do. We want to expand more radio stations across the country, to reach more lives, to make sure that no one is without hope, without truth, and without the power of God's Word. So today, I want to ask you to prayerfully consider becoming a financial partner with Speak the Word Ministry. Friends, if this ministry is a blessing to you, would you help us take it further and consider giving a donation of any amount by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Friends, thank you for standing with us, and thank you for believing in this mission. I speak the Word, and always remember there is power in the spoken Word of God.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we hope you've been blessed by our message today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the Word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the Word of God, against the Word.